here we go.
Hey guys. Welcome to A Fair One. I'm Tommy Pope. We have the great Shane Gillis, as usual, and our buddy Andrew Collin, again, second time, who just quoted saying, I know every fight on the internet.
Every fight.
That's possibly true.
It's just straight from depression.
Yeah.
You ever just sit in a dark room for 9 months and just watch fights?
Every night. Every fucking night. Knockout videos.
I bet the three of us, if you're in on that too, I bet we could put together, we've probably seen it all.
I'm not even fucking around,
dude. Tommy's all night live leak. I was on a strong live leak kick. I got
World Star.
Well, you only got out of it because RDR came out. That's what's really put you in the back.
No, live leak. I started watching death videos all the time. And
what's that?
Really started to take it out of me. I don't like them anymore.
What?
For real? I watched enough that I'm.
What's that DVD? What was it?
It was originally Faces of Death.
Yeah, Faces of Death.
That was the OG.
You were 38.
You would have parties for Faces.
Yeah.
See a death, you'd have to get like nine guys.
I remember me and my buddy Jeff Rooney would ask an old dude to go into the video place next to Wawa to get us Faces of Death. It wasn't like he expected to get like beer or cigarettes. We're like, dude, can you go in there and get Faces of Death 3? Whatever one wants, because we already knew about it.
Jesus Christ, kids, why don't you get some cigarettes?
Start drinking.
Speaking of violence, I want to say that I witnessed my girl turn a fucking corner in the violent category on the way here because we got redirected.
I could see her being violent.
No, dude, she's a big girl. She's strong. She's not plump. She's got wide shoulders.
She's fat as fuck. I've seen her.
She's got wide shoulders. She's tall. She's South Carolina fucking hillbilly.
Yeah, she's old. She can bend the crowbar.
Yeah. She's got that barrels of hay
big
type
titted,
of.
Yeah.
Big titted Clydesdale from South Carolina.
Right. Yeah. Pale as fuck. We got an argument on the train. Beautiful.
Beautiful hands. Yeah. She got good hands.
She's one of the best strong hands. Muscles in her hands.
Fucking forearms like a truck driver.
Get lost in them.
She fucking crushed this girl that was on her phone on purpose. I saw it. She buried her shoulder, and the girl, you should have seen the girl's face. Just a total reset. She's still on that corner looking back over her shoulder.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe what happened. And we were in a fight, so I was a good three to four people behind her, and I just laughed the whole way past her.
I mean, you were in a fight with your girlfriend.
Right here.
So then she took it out on the girl
that
was looking at
the girl because she had her head down.
Wow.
Yeah. Because she sees me do that all day long without getting in a fight. So this was her one shot to jump in my boots. And boy, oh boy, I full hearts out of my eyes. I've never seen her really, really dig in with aggression. And this girl was half her size.
It's crazy you did that. I was going to come up here and tell you the same thing. I was down there. It was a fucking Mike Allstott highlight video, dude.
Yes, dude. Yes.
I was fucking, dude,
number
just
40, baby.
Russian motherfucker.
Oh, I love Allstott.
I thought he was 44. Rathman was 44.
40. He was 40.
Tom Rathman.
Dude.
Tom
full
Rathman.
On.
White fullbacks are the best.
Ah,
they're just dumb as shit.
Oh, they're not.
I'm sorry. I don't want to.
Imagine, though.
I think you're saying, I'm sorry. You must have been a fullback.
Yeah, you were definitely a fullback, right?
Nah, I was an offensive lineman.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh, guard?
He was a hell of an offensive lineman.
College guard.
College?
High school left tackle. I was the anchor of the offensive line.
You pulled.
Left tackle.
No, tackle.
Guards,
I was
pulled from tackle.
Protecting the blind spot. Yeah, on the.
He was scared.
Well, we ran a wing T. I would pull sometimes on the old 34 counter.
The wing T is when you have all white running backs.
You need
misdirection.
Yeah, you got trick.
You got with white running backs, you need a misdirection.
Yeah, you got to be like, oh, are we going this way? We're going this way, huh? We're going to trick you.
Yeah.
We're going to trick you.
Dude, we definitely ran the wing T.
Yeah, it's like a Three Stooges offense. It's like, who's got the ball?
You have to do so much.
Somebody pulls out a basketball.
You got to do so much to gain 2 yards, dude.
Everyone runs in every direction, and the black guys on the other team, you got to trick them.
Well, before that, it was the wishbone with three white guys.
Yeah.
And, like, finally, they were like, no, maybe we shouldn't just
shake
run.
It up.
Yeah.
Coach on the sideline calling a fake timeout.
Yeah.
Anything to misdirect.
But yeah.
Did we all play ball together?
No.
Oh.
No, I was in Central PA, and also younger. Tommy, speaking of age, how do you feel, Tom?
I feel great.
Tommy just turned outside the big. How old are you?
3'9".
Man.
Today.
Happy birthday.
Oh my God.
Fuck you.
Happy
birthday. That's a big fuck you to the box. Big fuck you to the box. I wish you were out here. I could shoulder you. Woo!
Wow.
Dog.
Who loves you?
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Who loves you?
It's amazing he put his sticker back on an old hat.
And you can't see, you can't see it on the green screen, but wow, that's a Kelly Green Birds hat.
Hell yeah, dude.
That is.
That's for the troops.
Didn't that guy get paralyzed in that hat?
Happy birthday.
Reggie White died in that hat, didn't he?
Yeah, all right.
You do have a few stats, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I like stats.
Andrew, how you been, buddy?
I've been good, dude.
Yeah?
I'm sorry, but we interrupted you. I feel bad.
No, that's all right. I was just down there fucking
you were just busting
trucking
ass.
Foreigners, yeah. Dude. Foreigners were stopping. I was on my way to buy that dumb fucking hat. And just foreigners stopping.
With the lids?
Yeah. All these motherfuckers on their phones.
You got to go to lids, man.
Holy shit.
Lids in Times Square. Yeah. That won't fuck me up.
And heckled a foreigner.
Before Thanksgiving?
Dude. That sucked.
You have Yankee cap? Get the fuck out of my way. I got to get a Philly hat. My buddy's 39.
My buddy turned 39. I got to get him a hat for our radio show.
You got Yankee hat? I'm good, dude.
Yeah?
I was just in Philly. I did the punchline there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. With Nikki. How was it?
It was fucking unbelievable. Philly, I've only had good Philly on it. Like, people are like, they're so tough. They're you fucking whatever. Like, they're shit. Like, people talk a lot of shit about Philadelphia audiences. Like, they're like that. Whatever.
They expect you to be funny.
But you come at them, they were booing me right away, which was great because I talked shit about Wawa for 5 minutes.
Yeah, good for you.
Went nuts.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's what I do every time.
Yeah, I go right at it.
Yeah.
And I told him, well, you could hit buttons and never talk to a minority. Is that what your favorite? You know what I mean? And whatever. I went right at him. I sang the Eagles song, got him on my side, then had him booing, and then it was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
Well, they respect that, too.
I do.
I
felt like the heel. I never felt like the heel.
Yeah, being
before.
The heel is good.
You don't feel that in New York audiences.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can. I do every time.
Work harder.
You know, I'm like,
but I think they just keep
Trump's
going.
In the fucking building, baby, and they're all like, "Oh my god!" I'm like, yo, we did it, Trump. You guys are sore losers.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess the equivalent to Philly to New York is Wawa to Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it was fun though. But yeah, that was a good time. Yeah, I don't know, just been chilling. Gonna go see some family tomorrow.
Yeah, where are you going?
Connecticut?
Yeah.
See my rich brother's family. They all hate me.
So you wealthy too? You used to be wealthy, didn't you?
For like an hour.
Yeah.
What'd you do that you got money?
Oh, fucking cocaine sales.
Fuck.
Nah. Real estate. I did one real estate sale.
Big sale, though.
Yeah, it was like $8 million.
Did you know the guy? Is that why you got your license? A lot of people do that, right?
Well, you mean the deal was already in
set. Like somebody knows they're like a friend of theirs or a family member is selling a home, so they'll be like, look, I got this.
Oh, yeah.
I got this big house on the market if you, because I'd like to keep it in the family. Did you ever hear this before? So they'll go,
not
you,
a WAP.
You go, it's a yicka. It's a different thing. And they'll be like, why don't you go get your real estate license?
How did you just say Jew?
Yicka.
You went,
I switched it
yicka.
Up. Yicka.
Come on, man.
Fine, I'm Jewish.
I have.
Fine.
Ooh. Somebody legitimately posted the other day, I had a comment, and they were like, I thought you were Jewish. I said something about Italian.
If you hunched and were out of shape, you would look like Jewish propaganda.
Yeah.
Anti-Jewish propaganda.
You have a Jewish 1945 cartoon face.
Yeah.
Not pro-propaganda.
There's not a lot of pro-Jew propaganda.
I'd be in the middle.
The pro-Jew propaganda.
Outside of CNN.
You know what? I look like the Jewish cartoon that they would take the negative propaganda. And the guy would like erase and make a little couple corrections. Negative Jew cartoon.
Yeah, and add a wife beater and a cigarette.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Fucking. Oh yeah. Time to cough.
Lachem. Right? That's what they say.
I don't know anything about Jews. You know more about Jews than I do.
I don't.
Wait, you're Jewish?
Yeah, but I'm from like the South kind of Jew. So my dad remarried a Christian woman. So
did we run that by everybody?
Oh, it's fine. It's a green screen. I could disappear. They could hide me.
So
they could throw me in a
pit. Sale?
Huh?
How much did you make on the sale?
I made like 240,000.
What?
Yeah, overnight. And I had like $2,000 before that.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
You didn't know this person.
What do you mean?
You didn't know the guy you were...
No. I love the idea of that guy, and then the kid can't pass the test, and they're just waiting, and then the market crashes.
Oh, yeah. So, honestly, that's what happens. If you have a family member, you say, I want to sell my house, you say, go get your real estate license. I'll pay for it. You'll get the 3% commission. And
I had a lot of family in real estate. I got into it. I was trying to sell homes. I couldn't sell a home. And then I sold a piece of land, an orange grove, 60 acres. And you put three houses per an acre, $8 million. Had it under contract with this guy. The guy got canceled. I was going to buy it, but I saw his pro forma that he was going to make like $7 million. This is when the market was like 2004, when it was crazy. Nice. And I sold it to my uncle. And then he bought it, whatever, 7.8. And then I made $240,000 overnight.
Jesus Christ.
I was like living with my mom. And then I look at my, you know.
That's after taxes?
Huh? That was before, but I still never had an after. Yeah, it's a long story. Yeah.
Did you ever get arrested?
Besides
the Jets, is that what?
Yeah, I did get arrested for another thing, though. In Orlando, I got arrested.
In that field? In that industry?
Oh, no, that was the same arrest. I got arrested in New Orleans. Different.
For what?
Fighting.
Hell yeah.
It wasn't that cool of a fight. I actually was breaking up a fight, but it was across the street from a cop station, whatever, police station. And so this girl throws a drink in my buddy's face. He throws a drink back in her face.
You sold her house.
And then I sold her house for.
I'm sorry to cut you off.
I'm sorry, yeah. I'm all over the place.
You are Jewish.
I am Jewish.
And though. The 240 grand you made because your uncle.
Yeah.
Hooked it up. They keep it in within the family.
Exactly. This is what I was saying.
Crazy. Yeah.
That's how you got your license. Wow. Right? Your uncle was like, nah,
yeah, and I was like, ha-ha, ha-him, and then ha-ha, ha-ha. Yeah,
right.
And then I spent it all on a truck with spinners. I did
really?
The opposite. Yeah, I'm not.
Wait,
yeah.
You got spinners?
They were 24s. They didn't spin. They just sat there. But my stepbrother, Jake, got spinners.
24? Is 24?
I bought a Tundra.
I thought 20.
And I traded it in for a Mercedes because I realized a Jew in a big truck just doesn't make sense. And so I got a Mercedes with like 400 horsepower and drove that off the lot. And my used car buddy, Jack, sold that one. We talked about Jack.
Yeah, that's so funny, dude.
And and then I spent all that money in a year just fucking
damn.
You didn't do any more.
And then I had other contracts ready to go. I had one other deal. I made another 80 grand. And then I spent it all. Bought a house. It was worth 220. And then 6 months later, it was worth $60,000.
Wow.
Market crashed. Every deal. I had another deal that was going to make $1 million. So that's why I spent everything, thinking that was going to happen. And then the market crashed, and I was left with literally nothing. They repoed my car from my dad's house where I was staying.
Oh. You're dancing on Instagram like, should I buy this dungaree coat?
With the rims
pretty
on
much.
It. With the rims
oh,
on
it. Man, it was sad.
That's like a target for repo trucks.
The truck didn't get repo because I got the Mercedes, but this was years later. And then I had to give back the Mercedes. Then my used car buddy took $7,000 from me because he, whatever. And then I drove a Yukon. I was like, I'll save money by buying a huge old truck, which then the gas prices were like $8 a gallon then. And I was like, oh, yeah, fucking save. Yeah, I'll buy this.
The Florida in you? Why'd you think you'd always need like a giant vehicle?
Yeah, it's the Florida.
Hell yeah,
you have barbed wire tattoos and fucking lift weights and have fake tits.
Yes. You know? What are we doing here?
The wrong shit. We're in 30 degree weather at LIDS.
See that?
What? Fuck. Yeah, you know what? He deserves it, but I'm going to put the hat on the whole time.
What happened?
He's a big jerk off, number one, and then a Cowboy fan.
Send him through, dude.
Oh, God.
I'll have this, though. I'll take it well, Michael.
What up,
hello,
Mike?
Boys.
Happy Turkey Day, Michael.
You too, man. Happy Happy Thanksgiving to both of you.
I'm going
to
take this.
Third,
I'm going to take this well.
Too.
All right.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I just understand why would you be a Jewish guy and buy a Mercedes? Isn't that like against your religion?
Oh, because it's a German car?
Yeah.
Did you write that down?
No, because they used to call it Juke Canoe back in the day when they wore Cadillacs and refused to buy a Mercedes or BMW. I don't know.
No,
the
no,
religion,
I feel you. No, I didn't really think about the World War II aspect. I just thought it looked good. I just thought it looked good,
no,
and I thought
figured,
I'd
you
get
know,
my
that,
dick sucked, to be honest.
No, you know, I mean, I just thought it was like, you know, guys, you just felt I'm not going to buy a a German car. But that's okay.
Hey,
I was a Mercedes. Good.
I would think you'd respect it.
No, I mean, I do.
I leaned
but
in.
Some people get bent. I've got Jewish friends, and they're like, I will never buy that car, blah, 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 and
well,
all that
it
crap.
Sounds like you're hanging out with the wrong people. No,
I
had a great Mercedes. It's 400 horsepower AMG. I really was a fan. It was tinted windows.
Yeah.
You know, two door.
I had a BMW 540i. Thing moved like a rocket. It was awesome.
What happened to that?
I sold it. I don't need it.
Yeah. All right, Mike, fuck you. Get to it.
Yeah, dude.
Why?
Come on, give me my shit.
I'm sorry.
Do you usually get angry?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Usually fired
up. No. You guys claim I get angry. I'm just calling you up. Am I not pleasant?
It's the first time I heard your pleasant voice.
No, you're always putting labels on me. Always labeling me.
You just labeled me, Mike.
Yeah, you just gave him the star, David, Michael. Now, give him his shit about the Eagles real quick, and then, come on.
Okay, relax. I just want to more or less bathe in it a little bit, you know? It's a great game.
It was a terrible win. It was dog shit, and you're lucky. You're lucky.
I'm lucky?
The Eagles are a very bad team.
Right now. Tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll be in first place.
You're
playing
the Redskins, whose quarterback just got murdered on live television.
Heisman.
Yeah, and no one's tuning in to that game. That is Battle of the Midgets. No one gives a fuck about those two teams. Also, no one gives a fuck about the NFC East anymore, because no matter who wins, they're going to get demolished in the first round. That's the truth.
All right, so, Pope, what do you got to cook me, babe? Come on, I mean you.
I'll give you some leftovers.
I've got to bring some of the dessert, which is no problem.
Bring over the dessert, and Tommy will cook you up something nice. He's actually a really, really good cook.
I heard. I mean, you know, a bet is a bet, but, you know, I absolutely will.
I have.
But, you know.
You get a lot of DMs when you show that you're fucking cooking off?
No.
Really?
I really
thought it was
like
a pussy grabbing thing.
I thought so, too.
So did I.
I thought I'd get more. I thought, because everybody
asked
me.
You cut a little garlic? Oh, it's fucking, I was rocking.
Yeah, I get like elaborate, too. Like, you would think somebody.
You even did a little sprinkle. At the end, and you add garnish, and you're not going to DM with garnish? Who does garnish in their own home? What a fucking freak.
Yeah.
Were you guys pissed when they lost?
What's the Cowboys game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was upset.
Were you?
Yeah, I was upset because it was embarrassing.
For the most part, you're right. You're right. And I agree with you that Eagles are definitely, you know, on top of there. They've got a lot of talent. I just don't know what happened to them.
The defense. The defense is complete dog shit. We got no corners. Yep. We have no protection. And we have no run game. So Wentz gets fucking destroyed.
Wentz is great.
He's great.
I want him as our quarterback.
He's great.
Dak and Elliott are two fucking idiots.
No. I'll have none of that. I'll stick up for those two. They're going to be great. You got to support. Yes, absolutely. I can't tell if you're fucking with me right now. You're being very supportive, Mike.
Hey, listen, Pope.
Is this the holidays? You get real soft.
A civil conversation.
I love it.
Did you not? Let me finish.
You know, if you started with civil conversation when you first called in, we'd be fine. This is very off-putting, and I'm a little nervous. I'm waiting to get reeled in, and you're gonna fucking cut me. I know what's happening. I know what you're doing. You're from fucking Texas, and you're a slimy motherfucker.
What, you're
gonna do something real, real, real greasy and grimy.
No, I'm not. I'm not that type of person, dude. I have to give you a hug when I see you, dude.
Yeah,
right?
You will. Yeah, I'll watch your hands too.
What'd you say?
I'm gonna watch your hands when you hug me.
Well, I mean, you could do that. It's okay. I mean, I know you're nervous, a little homophobe, but that's all right.
I'm hoping.
I'm in no mood for that.
You think Tommy's homophobic?
I mean, if you want to grab my ass, I'm going to take your head off. But, you know, that will be okay.
We're going to talk about homophobic, dude. You went full Sharia law.
Yeah.
What do you mean, Sharia?
Like, I'll behead you if you are a homosexual to me.
Yeah.
What's the matter? Hey, listen, Shane, are you a little pissed at the Eagles lost?
Nah, dude, Notre Dame's 11-0, homie.
He don't care about the Eagles.
Look fucking great.
Oh, I know, man. I'm making a boatload of money off your ass. You're off.
Yeah. Right? Well, you're about to make more, son, because
right now. Let's talk about your record.
Notre Dame.
You got to set it up a little.
What's the spread against USC? It's got to be like, I think it's only like 8.5.
I think it's last time I looked, it was 7.5. Is it 8.5 now?
Well, whatever it is, Notre Dame's going to cover, I think, to probably up to like. I think Notre Dame wins this pretty handily.
Okay,
I'll tell you right now.
Pope, how come every time you down a beer, you burp like a girl?
Why do you mean burp like a girl?
I mean, you just go you're coughing up some, you know.
I'm making room like a man.
Like an old Jewish
bring
guy.
Me a,
I mean,
bring
you know.
Me a cheesecake from a strip joint, you pig.
Wow, that's weird you said that.
What do you mean?
You'll see.
But let me tell you something. If the shoe was on the other foot, I would have called and you guys would have handed my ass.
No, dude, okay? You know what? I don't mind you when you're a peaceful cunt.
Yeah, this is pretty great, man.
I hate when you're an unruly cunt.
Is that an oxymoron?
Yes, that's what you are. You're an oxymoron to me. You're from Texas and I'm trying to... I'm trying to pull some
dignity.
God, no, fuck you now. Hey, fuck me, you me now.
Hey, do me a favor. Why don't you put the eagle hat on for me? Okay?
It's already
when
on.
You're talking to me,
cunt.
Yeah, but it's backwards. Because we're what are you, a high school student? Hey, put the brim around and wear it like a man. Have some pride to know that you're an Eagle fan. This way, I'll enjoy dancing on you. Okay.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Okay there.
No. Mike, dude, here, you're baby. The fucking man. I said it from day one, Mike. You're the man.
Mike, you suck, dude. Hey. I said it from day one. Listen, you suck.
Shane, you get the humor, man. And listen, I also want to mention, just real quick before I get off the phone, that fucking hillbilly, okay, on Kevin Brennan's show, Burning Bridges, sat there and goes, if Mike McCree calls up, he starts talking how great the fair one is. I'm like, I'm pumping your show up.
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
And all the guys, all he has to do is use the N-word. I guarantee you, that schmuck, to your friend there, is basically going to call up and be like, hey, N-word, you know?
We're only taking your call today, buddy. Over-under is 54, and the spread is 11.
Spread's 11. See, that's what I was. All right. So I think ND. ND.
At USC.
It's going to be some jitters.
At the Coliseum.
Yeah. All right. So
big spread.
USC's 5-6. They
suck.
They suck, but they have talent like usual. They'll get up. But I don't know. I think ND handles this. I think ND by like.
They cover the spread?
Yeah. I think this is going to be another one that's like 38-10.
Hey, Shane, you saw the Eagle game with Jay, too, right? Did he flip out?
But Jay watches games real weird. We DVR'd it because he had a show. So we went to the show, and then after the show, we watched it. But we would pause it in the middle of the game and talk for fucking 35 minutes. The game took 6 hours.
You know the outcome already?
No, we both turned our phones off. So we're sitting there and like...
Yeah, that's smart.
We would start talking to each other and he'd hit pause and then we'd like smoke a joint and talk for 45 minutes. I'd be sitting there like...
Oh my God, this is...
the fucking game on, but it's Jay and I'm in his, you know... Yeah. I want to suck his dick, so I can't...
Sure.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Can't be like, yo, Jay, turn the fucking out.
You feel like you could then fast forward a little bit.
Yeah. And he does that thing where he Netflixes the game... or DVRs it, and then he hits fast forward through the commercials.
Oh, so do I.
And then, but his DVR is fucked up enough that it always shows you the first play.
What do you mean?
Like he fast forwards through the commercials, and then he's doing that thing where he's like, oh, and he tries to hit play.
Yeah, and you see the first.
But you see like five fucking plays in a row, and I'm like, all right, you don't have to rewind it, dude.
Yeah, this is a nightmare.
But yeah, no, yeah, I'll go back if.
That's a nightmare.
Great time. I love Jay.
I'm sure. No, I'm saying like, if you're a fan, that's like.
I'm a fan of Jay.
Yeah.
I forgot. I mean, I love Legions. It's great, but and they're really funny. Everybody but Dave. But other than that, when I see it, I know that he was an Eagles fan, and I forgot when you said I watched your show that you did watch it with him.
If that was an ND game, though, I could have never done it.
Yeah,
if that's
what I'm saying. That's all I mean.
If it's Notre Dame, I can't do that. But the Eagles, I'm kind of. I'm a fan, but I would literally trade the Eagles could go down a plane crash if it meant a Notre Dame title.
Dude, Notre Dame is ridiculous.
Why are you such a Notre Dame head?
It's not white trash.
Irish?
Yeah, my grandpa.
Where I'm from, it's white trash.
My grandpa played there.
Oh, okay.
He has a lineage.
My cousin played there.
Where did you play?
I went to Army and then I quit.
Did you?
Yeah.
My buddy went to Army.
Oh, shit.
Played football.
Nice.
And quit.
Nice.
But he went. He graduated, though.
Oh, he quit not football.
Robin, he quit football, yeah.
I mean, he graduated.
He's 38, though.
He's in real estate.
He owns an air conditioning company now.
Oh, nice. HVAC.
He took it over from his dad.
So then why Italian the fuck guy. Did he join the military if he was just going to take over an HVAC company?
He was trying to avoid that.
Trying to prove
something. Nobody wants
to West Point. What the fuck's he doing in an HVAC?
No, it's a good air conditioning. It's big.
It's a good air conditioning.
No, dude, it's a lot. They do a lot of filters.
Shane, listen to your Jewish guy. Take the business over from the father. This way you don't have to work at all. You know, you just have people working for you.
Yeah, Mike. What do you do, Mike?
All right.
What do you do, Mike?
We got to go. You're dominating this episode.
I forgot he was even here. I was actually happy for a second.
Hey, listen, that's rude, man. I mean, and the reason why I'm a Notre Dame fan is because I'm Irish as well.
So all right, that's good. Mike, happy Thanksgiving, bro. Thanks for the call. Yo, take Notre Dame, for real.
So you're saying under, but the spread.
I'm not fucking with the over-under, but take Notre Dame.
I feel like that's a good bet. Anytime when it's like minus 11, it's like the sucker's bet of being like, you know, they'll bet everyone. Bet, USC, it's home. I feel like everyone's gonna be on USC. So I think
the numbers for Vegas odds in history since betting was legal.
Bet against the
almost dead even. It's crazy.
Yeah,
how good they are at that shit. It's insane. That's I can't.
Yeah, it's wild.
I can't. I've only bet like three times, and
I got addicted to it for like a month. I was a blackjack guy, but I did sports betting. I did 50 games. I think we talked about it last time.
Yeah, we did talk about it last time. Yeah.
I did 50 games in a day. I thought I would, you know,
break even.
And then I lost 48 out of 50.
For real?
And I owed the guy $3,000 and a Mercedes.
You're the worst. You're one of the worst Jews.
Yeah, I'm not a good Jew. No one said I was a good Jew. I didn't, you know, it's
your
not.
Your enterprises are awful.
I'm a poor Jew. I'm like a black guy with a little dick. That's the equivalent of what I am. I'm just or an Italian with, I don't know, that can't make meat sauce.
Oh, that's right, because we talked about my buddy that used to be a bookie, and he would hide his bets in a bookshelf. So he'd be like, go to like Gulliver's Travels, page 32, and he'd leave his front door open for people to pick up their winnings.
Really?
Yeah, seemed like a little elaborate. Also, he's a reader.
You know how my dad does it? Busted. As a bookie, he goes to the Elks and hands people money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what? This kid was young.
Yeah. Go to the public library, aisle 7.
Yeah, learn the Dewey Decimal System if you want to collect on your Ravens under bet.
Yeah, man. Fucking Notre Dame's good this year, though.
Notre Dame's good, but there's still Clemson and Alabama, so...
Yeah.
They're going to get smoked.
So
I think right now Vegas has Clemson as like an 11.5 point favorite over Notre Dame, and I would take Notre Dame in that.
Yeah.
But
Clemson's got a young quarterback. He's great, though.
Yeah, Clemson's good. Clemson, we'll see. They haven't really fucking played anyone. They have 2 wins over ranked opponents. Their best win is over Syracuse, and they struggled against Syracuse.
Well, that's the hardest schedule in the
top 5. Notre Dame fucked them up. Right now, probably Michigan, just because for some reason the rankings love the Big Ten.
Dude, that Ohio State game was incredible. Also,
Ohio State game was incredible.
Every play of the Duke Gonzaga game. Did you see it?
Is that why you were late?
Yes, that's why I was late. Holy fuck!
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
What happened?
It was unbelievable.
You got knocked off.
Well, Duke was
points.
Yeah. Duke was down like 11, 15, 16. Yeah,
down 16.
And then they came back.
No.
Oh,
Gonzaga
was
all the way.
Great.
All the way through, ranked third, but all the way through. They'll be two. I don't think they're gonna.
It's a good loss for. It
should be number one.
It's a good loss early.
Yeah.
They got fucking.
They always say
beat,
that. They
dude.
Always say that.
How many?
You gotta have a loss. You gotta get a loss.
In the paint.
You gotta learn from a loss.
Here's the thing. Here's the
big
thing.
Big sports cast today, guys. Big.
Yeah,
sports.
I know. We're doing sports.
Not talking about sports.
It's a good one.
No. We'll do like a quick bet for bet.
I like sports. I don't ever get to talk about sports. I'm always...
Hey, I'll let you guys talk. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you guys, go ahead.
You seem to know facts.
Go ahead. I have some good things to say.
No, please.
No, you guys, come on.
You want to ring a bell?
You want to shout again? Keep shouting.
The Gonzaga game.
It was
a great game.
Old birthday boy.
It's definitely a foul at the end. I watched the whole thing. I watched the whole second half.
Oh, great.
Unbelievable. I watched Duke.
Zion got shut down twice.
It's like watching the Fab Five again. It's real. It feels like that. Like 4 freshmen that are insane.
Yeah.
Fucking Zion, RJ Barrett, Reddish, and then
that's a great shooter.
And then
too.
Trey.
He had, what, 3 of the 4 of the 5?
Yeah, but he was 0 for 5
shots.
In the first half.
Yeah. All right.
It's your birthday.
I'm really
so
good
gonna,
at stats.
It's your birthday, so I'm going to let you guys do this.
We already heard that.
You guys are going to do sitting next to, this is just literally sitting next to 2 dickheads at Barnaby's in Westchester right now.
Yeah.
You see the Duke game?
You know how we act at all?
Hey, how they are.
About your Notre Dame conversations?
Oh, you mean the one that's making listeners tons of money?
Call in if you're making. No, actually, don't.
Yeah, they are. They are, motherfucker.
It'll just be Mike.
Nobody's. No. This is all pride, and I'm proud of you. You're making some good bets.
What's all pride?
You're 11-0. You're 11-0.
I'm 11-0 against the spread this year. That's fucking nuts.
Yeah, dude.
And every once in a while, I'll toss in an over/under on top of it. Also getting those right. Come on.
And how did you? What kind? Have you bet at all yourself?
No. Nah, I don't want to jinx it.
I was 11-0. Yeah.
And how much have you won? Nah, I'm down.
I'm in the hole.
I've gone against everything I've said on this show.
Well, you never lose.
Yeah, you never lose. You're great in the public and privately. You're really dying though. Fucking gambling's blackjack. I was addicted.
Go ahead, bud.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No.
Go. What was that? You were going to talk about Duke.
It doesn't matter.
No?
No. You're right. Addicted to blackjack.
Yeah, did you ever? You guys play cards?
I played I go through the casino, I'll drop like $100.
Yeah.
Which is the last time I did that was 10 years ago.
Are you telling my Vegas story about fucking, oh my, this is a good, you want to know?
Yes. So
I was in Vegas and
recent?
I was 22 and I was living in LA. I was going out there to be a producer.
Oh.
I read Producers for Dummies and I drove cross country. Worked on one commercial. I put a suit on as a PA and they were like, all right, I worked one Waffle House commercial. I thought I was working with like a company and they're like, no, this is the only weekend. And so they're like, you got to just keep working for each job. And I was like, yeah, I'm done doing that. So end up living in LA for like a year. I don't do anything. And my buddy comes in from New Orleans and he's like, let's go to Vegas. It was New Year's. And I was like, nah, let's just hang around here. I don't have money. I only have like $100 above my rent. He's like, I just won $3,000 at Harrah's, which is a casino in New Orleans. He's like, I'll pay for everything. Let's just go to Vegas. I was like, fine, I'll go to Vegas. So we go to Vegas. I quit my job, and then I go to Vegas.
What were you doing?
Huh?
What were you doing?
I was filing for American Express.
So it's quittable.
Not really. It was actually a great job. I would show up, and then I would clock out at the end of the week, and I would leave after 10 minutes, and then I would clock out at the end of the week for 40 hours. Like, I, like, set up this whole system, and the whole time I thought, like, I beat the system, but it turned out, like, my uncle was pretty high up there, and that they were, like, didn't care. Again, like, this whole, until, like...
It's unbelievable, right?
It's another
just
Jew thing.
Everything.
It's another
everything.
Jew thing. Yeah, but I've ruined everything. Yeah, I have no... That's why I'm in...
You're ruining this
thing.
Podcast.
Another Jew thing,
yeah,
by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Another
ruined
Jew
things.
Thing.
Ruined everything. So...
All right, so you get to Vegas.
Go to Vegas, and we go out. New Year's night. I'm staying on a floor. I'm not spending any money yet. And go out, meet a girl, fuck her in front of her sister. It's awesome.
Hell yeah. Yeah,
it's wait, just a regular chick?
Hell
regular
yeah. Chick. Regular chick. Did you cream pie her?
Yeah, that should be the story right there.
Did I cream pie her? No, I...
Pulled out and cummed on her stomach?
No, you know what? I don't think I came.
Pulled out and cummed on her titties?
I think I was all coked up.
Not cum.
Whatever the story makes you feel better, I pulled out and came on her neck. Is that good?
Neck shot at it.
Yeah, I necked her.
That's a neck shot, dude.
Yeah, bro. All day.
Neck shots.
Neck shots. Sprite. So.
It's brought to you by Sprite. Coming on girls' necks.
So, so I give her the old necktie, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the old Jew necktie.
Sprite.
Not gay. Not gay.
Not gay, Mike.
Just shut it off. Shut off the camera.
No, you shut me down.
Together.
Shut it off. Are we off? Are we, the red light's not on. Are we still on air? Wow.
Is that the first time you got shut down?
That was our first shut off.
Oh, that was
the
good.
Graphic just never came in. I pressed all the right buttons.
Yeah, it's
buttons.
The graphics fault.
Oh, the graphics.
Fucking graphic. I'm going to have to talk to the graphics.
So I'm fucking the girl. Right.
So you come on this fucking idiot's neck.
I'm so hard on this dumb fucking idiot. And that's the story. So I'm at Harrah's. And so I'm fucking downstairs. My buddy went and was gambling. And he was playing, he wasn't playing third base. He was playing second to third base. You know the last guy, there's a lot of pressure on the last guy to hit on 16 if he's against a 10 or stay, again, you know, if it's below a 6.
Yeah, you're talking.
Whatever. Chinese. So my buddy, he ends up splitting aces, grand and a grand. And the guy,
1,000 on each.
Then he doubles, so he has all $3,000 that he brought to Vegas on one hand.
Oh my god!
And then the guy ends up fucking up. This old man.
What do you
he
mean?
Ends up hitting. He gets up. He ends up hitting against a 6.
Oh, the other guy.
Yeah,
oh,
the other guy.
He's taking the next guy's card.
Yeah. So he takes.
That's
a,
what you
so
mean.
He takes the guy. He takes the hit card. He takes a 10. Dealer turns over like a 6, then turns over a 5,
so the
gets 21.
Your buddy would have got a 10.
My buddy would have won $3,000, and we would have had $6,000.
Dealer would have busted.
Yeah,
then,
the dealer would have busted,
and then he would have won.
And then my buddy kicked the old man off his chair, like backwards, and he gets arrested. Sorry. He gets arrested, or he gets thrown into like that downstairs where they like break your ankles or whatever. So he's downstairs. And Harrah's getting fucked up. I'm, you know, coming on a dumb girl's neck. So then we go back to where we were staying, and he comes in at like 7 in the morning. And he's like, sorry, man. I was like, you lost it all, didn't you? He's like, yeah. It was fucking this old man. Like, that tells me the story. No, so that's just the beginning of the story. So then,
we don't have any money. Now we're like somehow going into my money where I'm only $100 above my rent, you know, and at 50 at this point because I bought, you know, some shrimp or something. And
No shrimp.
You know, shrimps.
Do you coke?
Every day. Nah, I don't do it anymore, man.
When did you? Real estate, for sure. Yeah. That 200 grand, yeah,
I had a couple heart
it's
attacks.
It's just coke residue in his beard.
If I got 200 grand, you best believe.
Yes.
Best believe.
It was a sugar ball.
I ended up in the ER in New Orleans from cocaine when doing with a stripper until 8 in the morning talking about Socrates. But that's a whole other story.
Is that her stage name?
Yeah, that's her stage name. Yeah, call her Travels. So I end up fucking back in that hotel room. He lost all the money. And those people that we were staying with left. And he's like, well, let's stay. I'll get my dad to Western Union me $300. I was like, all right. So he Western Unions him. I'm sorry. So his ex-girlfriend was coming to Vegas. So we had another room to stay in. So we went and stayed in that room. And then we had a room on the floor there. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. Do you not want to know the story?
I want to hear the story, but okay. You're giving a lot of fucking details.
Okay. I'll get to the...
We were in room 314, and then Western Union... Actually, you know what? We were in 218.
Yeah, it was 218.
Want to hear the story or no?
218 or 219? Yeah.
Get to it, motherfucker. Did you come on someone else or not?
So I always felt like that part of the story was needed. Yeah, I thought for the build-up. This guy hates build-up.
Just found out.
This guy really hates
a build-up. This whole episode's build-up, dude. You guys are edging me, dude. I'm trying to nut.
On my neck.
You edging me, son?
Yeah, I'm edging you, bro. I don't give a fuck. Fucking, I'll edge you all day and night. Fucking, it's Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, dude. This is night, dude. This is edge.
All right, fine. Long story short, fucking, I'm staying on that floor, right? So then.
The fucking Vegas shooter? Who cares what floor you were on at this casino? God damn.
I feel like he's fucking with you. I feel like he's like, all right, back to you. Long story short.
No, I'm that dumb, boys. I'm that dumb. I swear to God, I'm dumb. So fucking, I'm dumb, dude. I'm fucking dumb. So I'm on the floor of Mandalay Bay.
And I opened fire. And boy, that country concert.
Yeah. I fucking hate telling this story, but that's the truth. That's what I did. No, so anyways, Johnny fucking ends up gambling again. And we go out. He fucking loses everything. Next thing you know, it's the Ohio State-Miami game. We've been there for 3 days. All fucked up.
Oh, right? Is this 0-2?
Yes.
National title?
I'm a diehard Hurricane fan. Right?
Ooh,
so you know how that
how
ends.
You feel about that fucking PI,
it's
dude?
It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, all right.
We all know that. So I fucking lose my money and I go into my rent, right?
Bet on that game,
on
too?
That game, yeah. I bet everything.
Oh, that felt,
not everything.
That felt like a lock for the
Oh,
games.
My God, dude. And then fucking the pass interference. I told a guy I was going to bury him in the desert and I was like, I don't even have a shovel. I don't even know. Some guy laughed like I was all fucked up. I was like... whatever. So
just picture that old guy kind of walking by, like just.
Oh, the same old guy. Yeah. Then I throw him in the desert. Yeah, with an Ohio State jacket. So I fucking. Yeah. So then I play blackjack. I was like, I'm gonna take $100. I'll go into my rent a little bit more, and then I turned that into $7,000. I fucking was on fire.
Oh, the tables?
Huh?
The tables?
Yeah. $7,000. Table.
Damn.
Johnny leaves. Now I'm alone in Vegas with $7,000. Oh no. We go out. I wake up in a rub and tug. I can't even close my wallet. I pass out on the rub and tug floor.
Dude, what are you doing?
Stole my, huh?
Why don't you just get a hooker to your room?
We'll get there. All right. So then I'm on a floor. No. So I'm in the rub and tug. Don't come.
Pass out on a rub and tug floor?
No, on the bed.
You slept and come?
No. Well, someone else's? Yeah, sure. I don't know.
I guess we all do.
We all do sometimes.
Look at that. Producers taking shots.
Yeah, they are. So fucking...
we want the graphic. Everything shuts
Johnny
down.
Leaves. I'm alone in Vegas. I bet the game, the Falcons Green Bay game, where Vic
that.
Won by 30. I bet Falcons won another 3 Gs.
NFC Championship?
Yeah. In the cold, in Green Bay.
It could have been the NFC Championship. I remember it.
It was early in the playoffs.
Yeah, I remember it. I was at a party It's my sister's college.
What floor? What floor were you on?
First.
What room, though?
That was one of the first times I ever got drunk.
What floor? what dorm?
I was on Orange Street at Susquehanna University, where it turned out there was a bunch of power lines over that street.
Yeah.
A bunch of college kids got cancer.
Cancer?
No.
Damn. Yeah. You fucking idiots. I might have got some.
Yeah, you probably got herpes that night from the power lines.
You fucking power line.
Shane was on a power line.
Shane was only 5'4 when he went to that party. He came home.
That's what we called your mother, the power line.
Yeah, Mike. So fucking, you fucking piece of shit. So anyways, my Johnny Lee's, I go out hard. This is before I knew what bottle service was, so I'm buying drinks for everyone, trying to spend the money as fast as I can.
After the Rub and Tug, you went back to
after Rub and Tug. Johnny leaves.
No one stole your money.
You ever try just meeting a lady and settling down?
Yeah, every day. But
you're talking about I settle down every night.
I just want
every night I settle down.
So I fucking end up going to a strip club. Fucking, I keep bringing girls back. Keep bringing my dick out, and they're like, "Yeah, that's not the place for this. It's not. You don't. We're not doing anything with your dick." I'm like, "Well, it's out." They're like, no. And then this fucking, and then I fucking, this girl goes to me. She goes, "What are you still doing here?" She's like, "This is my second shift. I was there for 24 hours. I was there for a day." So I can't even see at this point. This is 6 days in.
What the fuck, dude? Is this a hobo?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, it might be.
This is the first time we met.
Yeah.
You might be just a hobo, dude.
I was in Vegas. Robin Tug. Kerry ran into it, and I was like, "I'm so sorry. I'll make it up to you. You can come on my show."
Good Lord.
You bumped into me at Lids. You don't remember?
He was going to say.
Fuck. We should bring more hobos inside. They probably would be great behind the mic.
Crush it.
What if they get frozen, though? They would freeze up. They'd be like,
"I've been waiting so long."
No, but you told me this fucking story on the street. Yeah.
Fucking chemtrails.
Yeah. It's too much buildup.
Also, this story would be dog shit to him.
Oh, yeah. He'd be like, "What? Oh, you didn't cut your dick off and eat it?"
We're going to end this now and pick up next week, and we'll get through midway of this guy's story.
Yeah. So I'm on the street.
Hang on next week to figure out what the fuck is going on. Right,
No, I'll finish very quickly. No, you're not. No,
you said you'd finish quickly 25 minutes ago.
No, that's the game. It's a game. It's fun. So we're back in the ex-girlfriend's apartment, and
so much moving around, dude.
I'm fucking around. So I end up getting my own room at MGM. Yeah. I'm at my third.
Johnny left. Is this 9 years fear and ago? Loathing? I'm reading this whole story.
Yeah. So Johnny.
Good God.
Go to page 48. That's where I left the money.
Yeah.
So
I'm holding on to details that are so pointless.
Yeah.
Like, Johnny left. He wired $300 from his dad, and Johnny's gone.
Johnny left me. So
you could have left all that out.
No, but it's part of the story.
All right.
The reason why is like there were so many times I could have left or should have left, and I kept.
All right.
So now I have like probably 3 G's left out of the 10. I spent it all at the strip club, pretty much. So now I'm in the cab.
Well, that's why you kept pulling your dick out, and they're like,
$7,000?
"You got to put it back." Imagine it was just a regular dude with like $80. They'd be like, "You'd be arrested."
I was literally handing them thousands of dollars. Oh, well, thousands, Christ. Six, whatever. So at the time, this is the most money I ever had. This is before real estate day. This is like for
Can
a 22 year old.
How long the stories were he was telling the strippers?
What's that? Oh, yeah.
It's 24 hours of this story. There's a Johnny left, and I've been stuck here.
I gotta tell you the time I did real estate.
Yeah, I remember that, Daddy.
Somebody give me a piece of paper. I'll tell you, I used to sign my name. He's like, "Sir,
I love
your dick away." Put
I love the idea
away.
Of the stripper. She quits that, and it's like, "All right, I can't handle this anymore." He's got a lisp. Oh, the guy's got a lisp. Tell him to shut the fuck up. All right, I'll suck your dick. Just stop telling the story.
A Jew real estate tycoon with a lisp. Open up your own club.
So I'm in the cab, leaving the strip club, and I'm like, I'm telling the cab driver the story. I'm telling him the story, and he's like, "Why don't you just get a prostitute?" And I was like,
Like, and then he gives me this is before the internet, really, and this he gives me like baseball cards for pussy.
Yeah, yeah, they hand those out in Vegas.
Yeah,
yeah, they really do.
It's like, no. Yeah, it's like it was Fleer 96, I believe.
You got a fucking Charlotte rookie card.
Yeah, it was a Lou Alcindor. So he gives me the fucking cards. I'm looking through the cards.
The stats.
Yeah, I'm looking at the stats.
Flip it over. It's like 88
hand jobs. HIV, a year and a half. Yeah, yeah, yeah. ERA is like, I don't know, earnings, whatever. Yeah, all right. That's when it ends, you know, when you try to, you know, pay percentages. Anyway, so I pick out this brunette, gorgeous. He's like, take the card. I give him a little tip. Take the card, call it. Don't have my cell phone is dead. I call it from my hotel phone. She comes over. I go downstairs. She's with a blonde. There's a blonde and a brunette, both fucking tens. Hottest girls I've ever seen in my life. Fucking fake tits, gorgeous. And I'm like bleeding out my eyes at this point. This is, you know, I was there for 3 hours at this point. So no, I was 6 days. You know, I was supposed to go for the night. So I fucking walked by her. I was scared of her. They were that high. I was 22. I was like, there's no way, you know. And she calls me. She's like, did you walk by? You're the guy with the beard and the red eyes. And I was like,
$100 bills falling out of your
head. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, that's me. All right, I'll come get you. And I go down there and I bring them up. They go, it's $1,000 for each of us. Now, at this point, I might have not even had $3,000. I probably already had like $2,500 left.
So if you're keeping track at home.
So I went, I started at 100 over rent.
Doing the math at home.
So I started at 100 over rent. Rent was $800, so I was at 900. Went down to 600.
Fuck,
went up to 10 grand.
Where are you right at this moment? Financially,
2,500.
Let's go with that.
Okay, so I can't go into my rent, so I don't want to go into my rent. But she's like $1,000 each, and I was like, "All right, I'll pay you $1,000, but I'm only gonna give you." She's like, "It's fine, just give your." I didn't tell you I was gonna bring a friend. You pay her what you think she's worth. I was like, "Well, that now you're putting a lot on me," and so I'm fucking. I was like, "All right, I'll give her $400."
Oh.
So then I fucking, she gets on top of me, starts sucking my dick.
Both at the same time?
No, so the brunette starts undressing me. The blonde is in my face, takes her tits out and goes, "You're going to fuck my friend? You're going to fuck her? You're going to fuck her good?" And I was like, "I don't know. Sure."
That's how I, this
I was
fucking,
22 years
you
old.
Have no idea.
Well, yeah, I mean, he would have been flexing and like fucking, yeah, eating their assholes.
I would literally be like, "All right, ladies, I'll get you help."
Yeah.
I'll be like, one of you, I'm gonna fuck a missionary and tell you I love you.
And the other one, I'm gonna call your father.
I'm gonna keep calling you for the next.
Yeah.
The other one, I'm gonna tell you ND stats for the last 12 months.
I'm gonna give you each $1,000. We're gonna watch Notre Dame YouTube highlight videos.
My dad played for him. You don't get it. In 64 with Rudy. Yeah,
my pop threw up on that field.
He was 109, 5'3" But he ain't going to run until he runs out of goal line. What do you say, men? No, Rudy?
That's new Rockney. That's new Rockney.
No, it's your father. They fucking ruined it.
Going inside him. We're going outside. We're going inside him, outside.
When we get him on the run?
We're going to keep him on the run.
We ain't going
to
stop?
We're not going to stop until we get to that goal line.
What do you say, men?
Today, we're going
to
win.
Yeah, today, we're going to win. So that's what I'm saying to those hookers. And so she fucking starts sucking my dick. Girls go, "You gonna fuck her? You gonna fuck her?" I was like, "I'm gonna try it." And I could feel it. I was at the strip club for a day. I haven't nutted in 6 days since I fucked.
Could you get hard?
Came on the neck. I was hard, but right when she started sucking my dick with the condom, I could feel me come. I was gonna come, and I was like, "Oh!" And she sat on my dick. Literally, she didn't even. And I don't have a long dick. She didn't even get all the way down on my little dick. And I came right away. And she just goes to her friend. She goes, "Oh, I think he came." like the saddest. Oh. Like, "Oh, I think he came. Oh, I think the little boy came. Oh, a little fucking little pussy Jew boy came." And her friend's like, "Oh, what a loser." And I was like, "But you're staying for the hour, right?" They're like, "No, you pay to come. We're out of here."
No.
Yeah.
And $1,400.
Yeah, $1,400. I feel like it was more than that for some reason. Maybe I didn't have as much because I was in my rent. Somehow I was back in my rent. So I woke up that morning, most hungover I've ever been in my life. Oh, they said they were going to come back, and they never came back. I was like, weird. So I was like, "All right, I'll just gamble." So now I'm at like...
Weird, totally weird. Now they said they were going to do something, and two stripper hookers didn't do it.
Yeah, that's when I found out. Women lie, too. So I got $500 at this
2018, you have a problem in your relationship. Why do I have a problem trusting women? 2002, the Miami Hurricanes lost. And a hooker said she'd be back, and she never came back.
It wasn't pass interference. So I fucking, I end up, I'm $500. I go, you know what? I'm just going to fucking bet. I'm going to fucking do a little bit more blackjack. Going to get above my rent. Going to head home to L.A. Fucking happy as hell. I lost $400.
Holy fuck.
I went back to L.A. with like $60.
So honestly, though.
And I was crying. Finally, I was literally crying. Driving my silver Xterra back to fucking.
How did you not know? Like, if your end goal was to get laid by a hot girl, why would you spend all that money in a strip joint when you know you could just get a high end hooker?
I never got a hooker at that point in my life. Well, that's not true.
You almost finished that sentence lying to me.
I know. I know. I felt horrible saying it. I got a hooker in college once. In Spain.
Yeah, it's commonplace. Like
this place called Los Sueños. It was fucking dope. Where? You walk in, there's like 50 women coming to this little room.
¿Dónde en España?
Madrid.
¿En Madrid?
Yeah, Madrid.
¿Y viviendo en Madrid?
Yeah, es bien. Apunta en mi nariz.
Pero no me uso prostitutos.
No uso?
¿Entiende?
¿Por qué?
Porque.
Porque por.
No. No tengo dinero y no necesito.
Oh, boom.
No need or money? Nor money?
No money, no need.
See?
So I drove back, didn't have any money, fucking winning.
Okay, dude. Picking up Spanish with.
Yo comido pussy.
Está. Está bueno, mucho.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Está.
Juden.
Shane taught English in Spain for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I taught English.
¿Dónde?
In Madrid.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
Aricare?
In a little town north of the Ciudad called El Vion.
Once a year they made him put horns on and run with the bulls.
Up there, yeah. I chased the kids around. I fucked them up.
You were the bull?
Dude, I was the biggest person in Spain.
Let me put on my dad's Notre Dame uniform and chase the kids around.
Dude, I was staying up till... It was 2013. I was staying up till fucking 7 a.m. watching Notre Dame games on my laptop.
I did that with Tulane baseball. Oh, I would watch it. I'd go to the internet cafe. This is before you could watch it. I was just watching the numbers of baseball. That's how fucking little Spanish I wanted to learn.
Just imagine Shane getting pickled and just talking about
it. I almost got kicked out of Spain.
I spent 10 grand. Did you finish your story yet?
That was pretty much it. Yeah, wait, I ended up overdosing a couple months after that. Yeah.
Wait, that story ended?
Yeah, he spent all his money.
Fuck, I just was looking at my phone.
No, it ended with me driving home with no money, crying in through the desert, thinking I was going to kill myself.
So what's the learned lesson there?
I didn't learn anything, dude. I've never learned anything.
Order in. That's what you learned.
Huh?
You
order in early. Yeah.
Order in, don't pre-jack.
I also don't fucking get fucked up like that anymore. So
you crushing that Sprite, dude?
Yeah.
I'm not fucking, whatever, dude, you know? I don't really drink that much. But, yeah, I don't think I learned anything, dude. Because I did a lot of stupid shit after that. You know, you don't learn anything at that age, do you?
I think so. You mean through, like, negative situations like that?
Yeah.
You learn a bunch. You should.
You should?
Yeah.
You seem to have put it all together now.
Like, literally within the last, like, 3 years.
That's pretty good. How old are you? 32?
I'm 38. Fucking angry.
All right, you turned the corner.
Yeah. I got a rub and tug yesterday. Yeah, it's great. I've learned a lot.
Did you really?
No.
You probably
you could talk
twice. Yeah, I know. I could talk about it, but I didn't. But maybe I did.
Would you ever talk to that girl again?
Which one?
The last time you were on the show, remember me, you, and Ian?
Oh, no. The married?
Facebook. God. She was married?
Oh, wait. Which one are you talking about?
That young...
she was great. You know what? I unfollowed her. I didn't realize I unfollowed her. And then today, this girl is great. We showed pictures last time. She's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
She lives in...
What's this about?
Oh.
What's this about?
Come on.
What's this about?
Look at this. Are we getting this?
Whose idea was it?
The Shane boy?
It was a group idea. Don't say it wasn't my idea. Look at this guy.
Oh, that's cute.
Wow. What type of cake is this?
It's chocolate. I have a cheesecake too.
Yeah, you remember that part of the earlier?
Oh,
when you're like, I wish I could get some cheesecake right now. I was like, that's fucking crazy.
That was foreshadowing.
Got cheesecake on the way, dude.
You learn a lot, man. You learn a lot. You know, you make mistakes, and then eventually you can
get a cake on your 39th.
Your 39th birthday.
Someday you get a cake.
The day before Thanksgiving.
Listening to your hooker stores instead of telling my own.
Oh.
Come on. This is too much.
I don't like chocolate.
Well, we got to go.
No, we don't.
Thank you so much.
No, we don't. Fuck the producers' Thanksgiving.
Oh, is that what it is? I got nowhere to be. I got no family.
Hey, the boys are like,
we're chilling, yeah, I'm hanging.
Fuck it. Let's keep rolling, dude.
Fucking filibuster. I got another story.
You're filibustering, dude. You're done. You're done at
nine. I got another story.
Oh, please, God, dude.
I got another hooker story. I thought that was great.
Yeah, man.
Is this really the end? Oh, wait, are we not on anymore?
Done.
Oh, no, we're still on.
They're still airing it. Oh, man.
Happy birthday.
You're going to leave?
You guys are sweet.
Stand over here behind him. Stand behind. Come on.
We're not going to sing. We're just going to say.
Yeah, get a nice photo.
Yeah. This is very sweet. Thank you.
It is. Yeah. You're welcome.
Is that your idea?
It was our idea.
She and I called her earlier.
Yeah, it was both of us.
We figured out how we could get a cake in here without you seeing it.
Yeah, let's get the guys in. Come on over here.
Oh, all the way over?
You don't need to be in it.
Me and my new best friend. Little Shane. Okay. Little bitch. Little fucking pussy bitch.
Little pussy bitch. Oh, yeah. Oh, we just take a break. We're still on, dude. We're literally.
Look at this. This has become like a Big Brother episode. Like, we're still here?
All right. So.
Happy birthday, bro.
Blow the candles.
You're gonna
out.
Blow the candles. You don't know how to blow. The boy doesn't know how to blow.
What'd you wish for?
That last one was gay as shit, though.
So gay.
The last one was gay. What'd you wish for?
What'd you wish for, dude? Oh, yeah, I feel you.
I know what
he
wished for.
His story to end.
It ended fucking an hour ago, and it was a great in and out.
Yeah, it was. It was good.
It ended an hour. Dude, I swear to God, you have no concept of time.
Yeah.
That story took 45 minutes.
No way. You're crazy.
Here's the thing. I think he's used to talking to people that don't have things to add.
I like the add-ons. I like the add-ons. I think, honestly, I do feel like this story, the build-up and then coming within a 30 seconds.
We don't need all that build-up. We understand we're men.
Build-up was so fucking long. Just
it really wasn't that long. I added one.
You know how I would have told that story? Here, let me tell you.
It's going to be terrible.
Notre Dame, take the over.
No.
Yeah. How would you tell?
You two fucking dildos deserve each other. All right? This is how I would tell a story. If somebody mentioned something about like hookers or something, I'd be like, one time in Vegas, I pre-jacked with two hookers. Done.
That's
saved everyone 45 minutes. I wouldn't be like, my friend Johnny was there. He left. I was on the third floor, transferred floors. I was in the elevator. You should have seen these elevators.
I love this. See how much better this is? Yeah. It's so much better, man. That's how people told stories. You sit around a campfire, you give details.
Fuck you up, dude.
Dude, I'll fight you right now. I don't care that you played for fucking outside Marist. Division 3 AA, bitch.
1A, motherfucker. What'd you play?
Two.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I
played high school lacrosse, bitch.
Of course you did.
And football.
You play football?
Yeah. Lazy Colin. You want to know another story? I'll do this one. I'll do this story like you want it. Ready?
All right.
There was a play called the Lazy Colin. I was lazy. They threw it to me. I dropped it. Is that what you want?
It's one?
Yeah.
It's so much better story, though, when I tell it for real, though.
Give it a shot. Give it a run. Run it, dude. Run it.
I'll fucking run it real. I'll run it concise as fuck, though.
Run it. Like, run it. And execute it the way the Lazy Colin should have executed.
I played wide receiver.
What?
Played wide receiver. 5'9". Ran a 5'2", 40.
Yeah.
I'm quick, and I have good hands.
You run a what?
I got little hands.
How much 40?
Honestly, I probably ran like a 5'1", 40.
Oh, my God.
What are you talking
you run
about?
A 40
That's actually not like...
5'1", for a wide receiver?
I mean, for a high school wide receiver.
Two-way. We were private school.
It's bad.
It's not good.
It's not like...
I was quick. My shuttle run was probably...
So 5'1", slow as fuck. But,
yeah, it's really...
But,
yeah.
One time I was
That's
at
Lyman speed.
This is a funny one. I was at West Virginia's camp. So yeah. it was a college camp where it's like scouting.
You're adding to the Lazy Collins story now.
Yeah.
Did you fall? Please tell me.
No, no, no.
Wait, so what happened?
This is one of those where you're in like the Under Armour sleeveless.
It
was like a scout.com pro camp. Like I was, so we go to run the 40. I finished the 40 and they had fucking West Virginia football players like reading out your 40 time. And this dude was just like 5'9". Yo, I ran a fucking 5'9". And this dude just goes, it's some black dude from West Virginia sitting on his stool just like 5'9". And I was like, 5'5"? That's recruitable. Yeah, he's like 5'9". I was like, all right, I get to run it again, right? He's like, yeah, I ran like a 5'7".
Yeah. 5'9", dude. And you're in like all that athletic gear too.
Oh, so embarrassed. Dude, a 5'9" 40 is astronomically slow.
Yeah, fucking
for a
slow.
For a recruit. That's. But then we did one-on-ones.
You played well.
Fucking pass block one-on-ones. Yeah. I was burying motherfuckers.
What did I do backwards?
Yeah. Felt so good.
What? Do you remember?
Oh, you ran a 40 backwards?
Recently.
Seven?
No, oh.
Six, two.
Why'd you run it backwards? Who?
Because I had a bet with Shane about it.
Oh, that you could run faster
what?
Backwards?
I brought it up. Yeah, remember we had a conversation.
What'd you say?
I couldn't break seven backwards.
Well, who did she time it?
Seven. Yeah. No.
Laser time, homie.
No, I was
going to get laser time.
It was legit. It's a nice field.
I mean,
it's,
I ran a fucking 4.9 with a fucking hand timer.
You ran a 4.9 fast?
Hand timer.
So wait, you were thinking you were going to that camp running a 4.9?
No, I knew. I was like, Coach Boger's got to be a little off.
Boger.
He's like, you were running.
Coach Boger's favorite.
He was like, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, we're running 40s on Monday.
And, 40.
No, I probably, hand timed, I was probably running like a 5.2.
That's good.
And I was
That's
like,
great
this
for
is,
your alignment.
I remember in my tape, my highlight tape you would send out to recruiters.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Shane Gillis.
Yeah.
Shane Gillis, 6'3", 280, 5'2", 40.
And then even the black guy's just behind you going, 5'9".
Even that dude. High school gym, in my high school jersey, someone filming, I was like, 5'2", 40. In my head, I was like, there's no
What'd
way.
What'd you bench?
Out of high school, probably like 300.
Okay.
Yeah.
Out of high school? What do you mean out? Like after
like
high
my
school?
My senior year, I was like 300. By one year of college football, I was like probably like 350.
It's crazy how much stronger you get.
You get crazy strong.
I got so much stronger.
6'4", 6'5"?
No, I'm 6'3".
That's it?
I like that you thought he grew 2 inches.
I mean, when he walks behind you.
Yeah.
No, he's a big boy. Yeah.
Big fucking kid.
He's bowing up. Bowing up.
One thing I wanted to say to you, Tom, because I never give Tom athletic credibility.
Yeah.
You know, because he played gay baseball.
Gay
I played
ball?
Football too.
Well, I bet you sucked. But are you good?
Yeah, I was really good.
How have you guys not had this conversation?
I didn't go to college.
I don't want to bring it up.
I didn't go to college.
You started in high school?
Yes.
At what position?
Quarterback.
You were the starting quarterback in high school.
Freshman sophomore year.
Wait. What happened?
What? I stopped playing. I didn't like it.
You started as a true freshman on your high school football.
See, this is
high
why
school,
I don't bring it up.
No, I know that, but you didn't start on your varsity high school team as a freshman.
No, you started
quarterback.
Freshman in JV.
Yes. Yeah. Okay,
so
that's a completely different
yes.
thing.
Yes, that's why I don't bring it up.
But that's not bad.
I don't bring
at
it up.
A big high school.
Well, I mean, what do you think? I'm going to be upset about it?
You quit football fucking just play baseball all year round? You thought you'd play pro ball?
It's the what?
You thought you played college baseball?
No, that's why I stopped
playing. You did play college baseball.
Oh, you did play college baseball.
Yeah.
Where at?
Well, no, I went to play college baseball. I didn't play college baseball.
Why? What happened?
I decided not to play as well.
Oh, you went back to football?
I went back to high school.
I played flag football like freshman year. I didn't start, but I was offensive line. Yeah, I ran a 5'9".
No, I played basketball all 4 years of high school as well. Started.
Why did you quit
baseball?
How many
kids were in your class? You had a small school.
Small school. It's Catholic. All boys. Yeah, but we played some fucking big dudes.
You played against, but. Look, I'm not. This is me trying to give you credit. I was like,
why? I don't know.
Why did you quit baseball when you got to college?
No, disregard that. Here's mine.
Why?
Because I was trying to say something to you. Motherfucking Jew.
We should fight. We should fight.
Get out of here. I'm going to fucking. As soon as this is done.
Dude, I can't wait.
You got that fucking old man strength.
I did.
Listen. 32-year-old fucking.
I'll fucking tickle you so hard, dude.
I'm going to rape you.
I'm going to tickle you, fucking motherfucker.
Guys, stop it.
I'm going
to
tickle.
When Delco Proper was filming,
Yeah.
It was filming. This is pretty sick. They threw me in as like an extra. I was the ump. It's pretty sick. In the pilot episode.
Yeah.
At one point.
Didn't get picked up.
Probably. At one point, they were like, yeah, interrupt. And then.
You didn't interrupt me at all.
I didn't interrupt your fucking story.
You didn't?
Dude, if I didn't interrupt that fucking, on my fucking show.
Our show now.
Never again.
Had a hell of
never
a run.
Again.
We had a hell never of a run. This is my birthday. This is for his exit.
Never again. Andrew, get your hands off me.
Can I just touch you, please?
I won't interrupt.
Here it is. This is what I wanted. You're lucky it's Tommy's birthday, and I'm not going to ruin his party. So, we're filming Delco. Tommy's at bat, and the script calls for a home run.
Okay.
Kid's got a fucking...
Hold on.
You got it. He can swing the bat.
I'll tell you this right now, though.
One or two tries. Before he fucking went yard, I was like, dude, do the fucking...
Also, it was a jump into the home run because of the...
Yeah, you had to skip into it.
Jump and skip. Also, and the way they cut it...
Why did you have to jump and skip?
Because the end of the pilot, you're being pitched to by a little kid who's missing the home plate.
Okay.
So I get two strikes, and I Babe Ruthed it where it was falling short, where I had to run up. And I crow-hopped.
Crow-hop.
It's hard to do.
Yeah, it's very hard. Billy Madison.
You probably hit it, what, second or third time? Happy Gilmore. You probably hit it second or third time.
Yeah,
get one. Get one right.
He eventually became. He was. That's the same character.
Anyway, we're all athletes when you think about it.
So wait, so you hit a bomb? How far? Like 300 feet?
You fucking.
You don't lose your swing.
It was a good one.
It's like riding a bike.
You hit a great fucking.
It was a good one, but it took a lot because you have to run.
Yeah,
it's got to be a nice. It's literally a quick crow hop. Bah.
It was great. Great cut.
Thanks, bud.
Great cut. Thanks, I remember that.
I'll tell you this. We're all decent.
Not talking anymore. I don't even.
No, you're fine. Don't.
I bet you are.
Maybe I will. Maybe
just
I'll whisper.
40-minute story. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm saying you got good stories. Just
you got great stories. That story was fucking incredible.
The natural. You think he had to do that every time?
They don't show you the first.
Makes you think how hard every major league. Hey Vaughn.
Three more innings.
They gotta crow hop everything. Wait, what were you saying?
It doesn't matter.
All right.
You got what do you want to say?
I got nothing. We were pretty good though.
You got nothing.
We were pretty good though at sports. We're pretty good. Small school though.
School? You play things?
Yeah, I played. I play things.
What'd you play?
Football, basketball, lacrosse.
You played basketball
mm-hmm.
all 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
You started.
You played lacrosse back then.
Yeah, lacrosse back when the wood with wood and there was no end for the field.
No. But I'm saying
the land.
And you were in Florida playing lacrosse?
Yeah, in Florida. Yeah. It wasn't. It was like a private school thing.
Where I'm
now
from.
It's public school. Yeah.
Where I'm from, it's popular. I'm from Central PA, but like Maryland, Central PA.
Yeah.
That's where lacrosse is like.
We were good, though. We'd played against like Manhasset, which was up here in like Long Island and shit. And like, I don't know. We were pretty good.
Yeah.
There was like one school that was like great. But yeah, now all public schools have it in Florida. But yeah, back then there was like 10 schools.
Playing football in Florida would have sucked.
It's fucking awesome.
Especially as a white wideout runner.
Yeah, but it was
a
small school.
All right, good.
But it was two-way. We were two-way. We got to the semifinals my junior year. Tom Segura was on my football team.
Who?
What? Tom Segura.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Was he really?
Yeah.
How was he?
He's a lineman?
He was the best player I've ever seen in my life. Let me open.
He definitely sucked, right?
No, he didn't suck. No, he was
really?
A big boy. He's big, dude. Have
How
you ever seen him?
No.
He's fucking, he runs a 5'8". No.
So he's quick.
Yeah, he's quick.
So he's fast.
Yeah, he's fast.
All right. Let me say this. You like that one?
Dude, so good.
You like that one?
Yeah, it was fun.
That was your favorite one? That was your favorite one of the night?
Birthday.
Making fun of my 40 time? That was your favorite joke? You want to talk about your basketball career?
I don't have a basketball career.
I know you don't.
Do you?
Yes.
Come on, what'd you do?
Fucking boxed out.
I played ball. I was backup point guard, though.
Backed
I know.
Out.
Backup?
Yeah, backup point guard. I didn't start. I started in lacrosse and football, but yeah.
Yeah, basketball's tough to start in. You got to be really, really
good. Team was good. Final eight, state.
Also, you have to have coaches. Like you
did.
Did you have like coaches?
Yeah, we had Coach Miranda. He just died, but he was a good guy.
We had nothing.
He got caught fucking a hooker.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Morandi's fucking, he had red hair, and every time he talked, he had, you know those people that build spit? Cumlet. Yeah, cumlet.
Yeah.
And he had like fucking little so teeth, big gums.
Because people that have it don't know they have it.
They don't know. Well, yeah. He keep a lot of stats.
White dude. Up and down, dude.
We had takes a lot to get.
Keep stats, which was kind of nice.
We had a...
keep stats. He would keep...
We had a...
It's got to keep beating it. You gotta.
We had a teacher that taught science. She had it. It would go up and down, up and down. And she was retarded. She was legit retarded. She was a retarded lady.
No, I feel you.
It was a small Catholic school, and so
she wasn't retarded.
There's no way.
I swear to God, this lady was not full on retarded, but she was severely fucked up.
So how did she teach?
She didn't. The class was chaos.
Oh,
dude, this is
this
was my favorite fucking class in the world. Everyone. Every once in a while, someone would start a fucking "We Will Rock You" chant.
Yeah.
Like while she was teaching, someone would just be like. All it took was one person going like this. All it took was at any time in this class, someone would just go. And literally the entire class. And she'd be like, cut it out! Cut it out!
Was she Spanish?
No. This was like she was like Scandinavian. She was giant. She was like 6'6", dude.
Oh, that's a lot of spit.
She was big. But she always had the spit. And then every once in a while, I would, if it was ever quiet, I would sing Werewolves of London.
You know that song?
Yeah, I know every word.
It's a long song.
And I would sing it under my breath, very short.
Longer than my story.
Actually short. And it's an incorrect thing. And
oh, that's right, Dad. I've seen the movie.
But I would sing it under my breath. Come on. Sick to fact check you while I'm talking. I would sing Werewolves of London while this lady was trying to teach, and she would always be like, I would mumble it under my breath. I'd be like, I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand. And she would be like, and I'd stop. And then as soon as she turned around, I'd be like, oh, Werewolves of London.
And then some other kid just goes,
yeah, dude, as soon as that started. And then one time we started it, and the class across the hall responded. Chaos.
We had a Spanish teacher. It was the same way. She was, like, really old. And
yeah, we had an...
We bullied the fuck out of her, and some dude... So Spanish was the only... In Catholic school, you had tracks. It was first track, second track, third track, and then the only time you met the animals, like, if you were of first or second class, if you had a class with a fucking ape that was arrested... Or like went to maths in like a shed.
Yeah,
would be Spanish, right?
Yeah.
So I never had access. I never had access.
Went to math. It's so funny you glossed over that because you seriously said
it. Oh, I mean
it's
it.
Like fucking went to math in like a fucking shed.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you mean the special needs kids that went to the trailer?
No. They weren't mentally damaged.
Yeah.
These kids were so fucking dumb that they had to separate them from the school.
Yeah. But you were in that in Spanish.
No. Right. Oh. No. Hold on.
Okay.
Spanish.
Come on.
There was no arts. There was no arts and crafts in Catholic school. So Spanish class was the only time you could
express yourself.
No, you could have a class with somebody that's fucking ambivalent.
Okay.
Dude that you know is going to be arrested before he finishes his senior year.
Yeah.
So I was never exposed to these fucking animals that would just act out so terribly. Like the way, like I was a clown in school, but I would just interrupt. Everybody giggle. The teacher would be like, you got jug.
Yeah, he would stab the teacher. Yeah. There's a little difference of clown. Yeah.
Lawless, dude. They were. we're fucking.
I'm the class clown.
This dude, like you're. I'll never forget
the class payaso.
This one dude, Ryan Sharkey, would come in.
That's an Espanol.
Yeah, no, I got it. Yeah, no.
And he would hand out notes. At some point during the class, he'd hand out a note, and it would be like, at 10:33, he would give a specific time, everybody start clapping. Mm-hmm. And
hilarious. And
she didn't know what to do because she could only give out detention to a certain amount of people. And it got more grandiose and more grandiose where everyone would just stand up without making a noise. So
it's like Dead Poets Society.
33, yes. You just stand up.
My captain, my captain.
You have detention and you have detention. Yeah. And one time, everybody just started throwing paper balls at her. And that's when I was like, this is the saddest shit. And I laughed till I almost threw up. But it was,
yeah.
It's very sad now that I think about it.
We did that time. We would time it out. Same science teacher. We would call it cow in the pen. And at a certain time, everybody in the front row would use their feet because the Catholic school was cheap and had the desks that were like connected to the chair.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it would be like you walk up and everybody would surround her with their desks. Oh, like, what are you doing? What are you doing here? What are you doing?
Dude, what science was this? Like, specifically?
This is my favorite thing. All right, so we had a she gave us this is our senior year. She gave us a project where it was like, it was the dumbest fucking project possible. She was like, study a plot of land throughout the school year.
Yeah, I'll sell it.
So I was just going to say, you'd be great at that.
Yeah.
Sell it to someone you know.
Like, 5x5 piece of land and look at it and like note the changes throughout the year. And literally no one did it. And then at the end of the year, everybody lied. It was like, I saw a worm on April 3rd. And one kid was like, this is bullshit. No one did it. And everyone just immediately, because before the class, this is our friend who said this. We were all like, yeah, dude, this is bullshit. No one did it. You should fucking speak up. And as soon as he spoke up, everyone
wanted to kill them.
Everyone was like, yo, I did it.
Yeah.
Joe's fucking lying. He's like,
one guy.
Bullshit. I remember him screaming, this is bullshit. And in class, that was a big deal.
Fuck that guy.
No, yeah, fuck that
he's
dude.
The worst person in the class.
No. But he was doing the right thing. We talked him into it, and we were like, yeah, okay. Do it. All and right. Then into taking our final in that class, during finals, a kid next to me had a seizure.
Oh.
And when he had the seizure, I just grabbed the dork. Scantron to my neck.
Yeah.
Next to me, slid it right over, filled it the fuck
it's like
out.
Like Ocean's 11.
It wasn't a real seizure.
It was a full seizure, dude. Kent. Kent had a seizure. He had a disease.
He put Pop Rocks in his mouth.
No. He had a disease where he couldn't sweat.
Oh, my God.
He seizured out.
So he was nervous about the final?
Still on a 5'8". How you done?
He was good.
Yeah,
good at sports. Yeah.
The swim.
All right, guys, this is. We feel good about this right now.
Yeah, I do.
More stories.
Oh, I feel like we're catching steam right now.
Yeah, science experiment.
Trying to wrap it up.
No, I'm not.
You ever do a science experiment? I fucked up a science where you had the
grade school. In high school, we didn't.
I did this one. I was in like eighth grade, or you blindfold the person and you hold their nose and then they eat food, you know, because without smell. Yeah. But I never covered the nose, so they were 50 for 50 every day. They're like, yeah, that's an apple. That's an apple. That's definitely
an apple. Would be an easy one.
Yeah, because of the crunch. Yeah, I did an apple and like a pear. Yeah. They're like,
yeah, that's a lighter.
Whatever.
You know,
like,
what's this?
Lighter. Maybe it was orange and a grapefruit. But they were like 50 for 50 because I never covered the nose, you know? That was like the one thing I looked over. I was like, God, these guys are good. Cover the eyes, dude.
Yeah, I'm good. I'll wait.
Chat.
Are we? I'm doing well.
Yeah.
All right.
Fucking, yeah. Teachers are when you fuck with teachers, and when they finally lose it, too.
So funny.
Oh, they would finally, like, lose it. The science teacher would start cursing and spamming. Fucking, he just lose their mind. This fucking teacher dragged me to the principal's office by my neck, Mr. O, because I was just fucking...
Because you were too unruly.
Yeah, I was
fucking... You're probably telling a fucking story.
I was. Yeah, about your 40 time. Yeah, it was great. So,
first off, you make fun of my 40 time one more time. It's crazy. You ran a 5'2", and you played wideout.
Yeah.
I was 6'3", 290 pounds.
You were 280. We all remember the story exactly what you said. You go, hey, Stanley.
My name's Shane Gillis.
I know, I couldn't remember
it. This guy sucks. I don't know your name. For real, I don't.
I don't either. This will be great. We'll never learn it.
Tommy picked the guest this week. I want to apologize to all the
racists. I apologize.
That are watching
this. I want to apologize. Let me apologize.
All the racist dudes that are watching this right now, all the fucking white supremacists, my bad, dude. Tommy is suspended from picking guests for a while because Andrew Collins, thank you for bringing up his name,
Shane Gillis.
Yeah, dog. Remember that name.
Remember it.
Fucking feeding you dick in a...
You won't. You won't.
We're going to... everybody's going to... We should run 40s.
Huh?
We should run
a fucking 40. You,
why see, not, this, dude?
Well, you're in great shape. This is what you do.
This is what happens when you quit.
I've never brought this up before.
No, when you're like, we should all run 40s.
I bet you I could be the, I'd be the
39-year-old that quit sports. It, now he turned 39. He's like, you know what? We should all time our athletic ability
right now.
You quit
sports, too. Everybody quits sports.
Yeah, eventually.
Unless you're in
quits.
A professional league, you quit sports.
Yeah, but I'm not out here like, you know what? We should time ourselves.
Where did you play ball anyways?
Fun.
Did you start?
It's a fun thing. This is really fun.
Running
fast for 40 yards so we can all laugh at each other?
I would tear my hamstrings.
Yes, that's fun.
I would destroy my
legs.
That's
what I'm trying to get to. That's fun. That's a very funny
thing. How far can you hit a baseball?
Why would that be fun?
Why don't we hit baseball?
I can't hit baseball for shit.
I can hit baseball pretty good. Not as good as this guy.
You don't know. You might be able to fucking rock one.
This kid can.
No, I can rock one. If with a metal bat, I think I could hit a home run in a major league stadium.
That's all.
With a metal bat.
You didn't get any.
What do you mean? Why?
You heard me.
Oh, you
happy birthday, you fucking cheesecake. Eat that candle. Oh, wow.
Thing, but can I have a
yeah, you can try some. Don't touch this one, though.
He, by the way, he I'm absolutely fucking destroyed this cake.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's I took good. A big bite of that wax.
How's that treating you?
It's bad. It was a bad move.
I've done that with a dollar before, and it's like, right away, you're like, what am I doing? Like,
you ate a dollar?
Well, like for like a joke, and then you're like, this really backfired.
Damn, you have the best jokes.
I will fucking stand on a stool and put my dick in your fucking mouth.
This has been a great episode.
Yeah, I love it. I fucking miss shit like this.
Time.
I'm not even kidding. I fucking miss shit like this. I honestly feel like I'm like with two like shittier comedians. No, honestly, though, like when you're in the locker room, you know, I'm not even bullshitting, like with like a football, and you're just fucking ruining
your comedians, dude. I can't wait to go home and fucking YouTube your dumb name and watch your fucking tape, dude.
What are you gonna do?
Woo, I'm gonna laugh, dude. You're like, yo,
you won't.
This guy
you won't.
Stinks, dude. I guarantee it. Tonight,
you won't laugh.
Going home and be like, yo, that's, this motherfucker was talking shit. Fucking cut your cake.
Trump.
Fuck your birthday.
Fuck
your fucking stories, dude.
Fuck your stories, dude. That teacher wasn't retarded.
That teacher was retarded. I'll find a picture of her right now.
Yeah,
I'll
right.
Show
me her.
All
right. We had a teacher, Miss McElhaney, man. She was fucking.
No, she wasn't.
She was 98 years old. She was old as shit. Taught marine biology.
She was talking to animals.
Oh, dude, she was so old.
98 talking ocean
animals.
I
always go.
She's warning you about sea monsters.
Smoke cigarettes, no filter, two puffs. Miss Mac, she fucking hated her life.
Dude, this is. I mean,
Mr. Omeron, boy, he killed himself.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. Probably some science. Something with science.
Like a
beaker.
Like a volcano.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how he killed himself, but he did. He's the one that threw me. You never got beat up by a teacher, or like a teacher never like lost their shit on you?
Yeah, dude. I've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Not to me, but.
Yeah.
They actually like stopped doing it right.
Like after my, yeah, real, when things stopped real. Being black and white.
Yeah.
In Catholic school, the funding was so low that the teachers had to be the coaches as well.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm sure, yeah, for you guys, but.
So your coach taught
No, my coach taught like AP calculus. Or
AP?
He was smart. Smart dude, but he sucked. It's a give and take. He sucked as a baseball coach. So he just got lucky that our senior high school.
Oh, so he was a teacher was first. So good,
but it was just by chance. So like we weren't like cultivated. There was no training or anything. But once you got, if you were in his class and he coached you, you do whatever.
We had Coach Myers, man.
Ping pong balls from lunch, like against the board while he was writing, and then catch it, and he'd turn around. He knew it was you.
Yeah.
Do whatever the fuck you want it. And then you would just get destroyed on the baseball field.
How do you suck at coaching baseball?
Well, you have
for
to.
For real, I don't know.
The same reason you would suck at coaching any sport. You need to know the specifics. You need to know the dynamics of the game. When to pull a player, when to pull a pitcher,
yeah.
When to move position players around. So like someone that he would start players based upon their tenure. So if this kid Mike McCalla was so bad,
but he was a senior.
But he was a senior.
And so he'd start shortstop.
He would have a sophomore. They'd be like, dude, this kid's really good. Put him in that. It's like why when you stand up and you're like, this dude's fucking so much.
But I think his point being is like football, you got play calling. You got more control.
There's play calling in baseball.
Not as much though.
With pitching and you're giving calls, you're giving signals to the catcher that you should study the batters.
When to steal. I'm not trying to be a dick.
Your fucking AP history teacher to study.
No, we should. He was given a lot of good talent, and he should have.
Our football coach taught science, Coach Myers, and
that's incredible.
He was a horrendous teacher. He would go, you know the words.
I would have rather.
You know the, oh yeah. Honestly, oh yeah. But he wasn't a good coach either. He would go. You see,
just a dad.
He literally did how he would teach. He would read the chapter, word for word. The whole class. And then he'd go, you know the highlighted words there? Learn those. That was the whole class. That was literally the whole. And then he would highlight every once in a while. You know, take the yellow highlighter. And he'd highlight the stuff that was already highlighted. And that was the whole. And dude, he went on. Dude, this was great, though. He coached football. And he'd go, there's two things you got to know about game football. Two things. Offense and defense. Oh, and special teams. It was before a huge game, too.
Oh my God.
Like sitting us down, and like we're all like, you know, when you like don't want to laugh because you're like in the fucking zone, you know?
Pretend to be upset.
Offense and defense. Oh, and special teams. It was fucking great, dude. And then we lost by 30. Yes, it was a good coach. No, we were good, though. Segura actually wasn't bad. Defensive tackle.
Segura played D-tackle?
Yeah, he was big, dude. He was probably 250, 260.
Damn. How tall is he?
Probably 6'1" and a half, 6'2".
I would have ate his lunch.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you have any good Segura locker room stories?
No, not really.
Oh, no.
What's that? Nothing really. He was quiet. I don't know.
Wasn't funny?
He was funny, but he was very dry. He wasn't like the class clown. He wasn't getting in trouble and shit. He was like, I just remember being like dry wit. Like, he was a year older than me. We weren't that close, but like.
You guys talk now?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
A little bit.
You want to see if you can get him on the show?
He won't do it. I talked to him right before I got on. I gave him names and like, your tape. Your high school tape that you sent to Notre Dame.
You would have been impressed.
Yeah, you actually. That's why he goes, I'll do it. And then he saw your fucking stand-up.
Man, I cannot wait.
To beat the shit out of me.
Absolutely fucking bury you.
Where are you going to fight me, though?
Next time I see you.
Where are we going to fight?
Whenever I see you.
Oh, you mean on stand-up?
Yeah.
You would never bury me. What, because you're bigger than me? Those days are over when you're just, like, big and things happen for you.
God. Let's end this goddamn show before I sound like a cunt.
No, it's fine. You can bury me.
I'm going to.
You're the best.
I am.
You're the best comedian I've ever seen in my life.
No, just wait. Give it a...
I'm sure you're better than everyone that works at the Cellar that has never buried me either.
No one's ever buried you at the Cellar?
I never did sell it.
Isn't this like a lightweight Ian Finance?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. You're asking me.
Are you?
I'm heavyweight.
You're heavyweight Finance?
Yeah, baby.
Who would win in a fight? You're Finance.
Oh, I'd fuck him up. I could fight, dude. I'm not a pussy.
I bet Ian's got a fucking spark, dude.
No, Ian's tough.
I bet he's got a spark.
Ian does have a spark. Ian's an angry boy underneath that mustache.
Well, he's wearing a costume his whole life, so
yeah.
You strike him enough, he's going to like, Dad!
No, I've seen him like hit a golf ball. But the guy, like, he could swing. I saw him throw one punch. He threw a punch at a comedy show one time.
What?
Yeah, they're at Knitting Factory. No, some guy was fucking heckling this girl. He was very drunk.
And fighting us through a punch?
Yeah, but it was like a late, you know, the late punch when everything's already broken up. And it's like, it was like one of those kind of punches. But like, no, Ian could throw. Ian like moshes. He's like a mosher. You know what I mean?
That's surprising.
You can find him in a mosh pit, like listening to fucking Third Eye Blind or something. Just getting nasty.
Well, I think he would flip a switch if he was cornered. I think.
He'd bite.
He's not tough. I just think you would have to hit him a few times to shock him. Like, he'd be a fucking...
Yeah.
He would lose his cool.
Like, the guy that takes meth and, like, can fight
Yeah.
Like a truck.
He won't feel much. I feel like he'd be batshit crazy. No? You don't think so?
I don't know. That's interesting. Yeah. I'm thinking about it. He rides that bike a lot.
I think everything's so confined and so contrived. You know what I mean? Like, he acts like a certain person. I think it would all fall apart if you kept poking him.
Yeah, no, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You seen him freak out?
No, yeah, I mean, he has freak outs.
Just so the viewers know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
I love the guy.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah, no, but like people that are like happy, go like, they're like, happy. Like, I'm fucking happy. I'm so fucking happy. I'm so happy I'll kill your family. I'll fucking murder your dog.
He's ready.
Fucking, that's cool.
All right, boys.
This was fucking hilarious.
That was a good one. Thanks for...
I wasn't being sarcastic. I really did have fun. Really I really fun. Did have fun.
Yeah, it was a great time.
I don't know what they felt at home.
No, who gives a shit?
Yeah, fuck him.
Shit.
It's never especially Angry Mike. Never he's definitely going to follow me on Instagram. I'm going to have to block him before... Yeah.
Thank you, gents. We'll
fuck.
Get a hold of you, dude.
I think when...
Thanks for the cake.
Happy birthday, Tommy.
Thanks, dudes. Thanks for the
cake. I'm glad I could be here.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Look at how happy he is.
You have fun, sir.
Your story was great. It reminded me of something.
Oh, God.
Is this going to be another 45-minute story?
No. How's Jimmy doing?
Johnny.
No, Jimmy.
Oh.
Colin Quinn.
Oh! Oh, I haven't, we haven't heard from
Jimmy. About that guy.
I heard a story that went on 45 minutes
ago. Yeah. Fucking.
Even from the peanut gallery? First of all.
That's a fucking sniper right
first
there.
First of all, this guy. This guy is
sitting on that.
That's a direct hit. No, we need to, I'll follow up on him. All right, guys, thanks so much for hanging out. See you next week. Bye.